Energy Clearing by James Van Prague. This is your time now to take self-care, a moment for you to have self-care. For some, it's the first time you've done this, and that's fine, that's just perfect and great, and you really need to honor yourself for taking this time to do that. So in this time, this moment's here for self-care, for energy clearing, I would like for you to find a space, a place where you will not be interrupted or disturbed. You're welcome to sit in the chair to do this, or lie down if you can on the floor, on a bed, that's just fine. It might be easier and more relaxing for you to lie down completely, but if you just want to be in a chair, that's fine too. For the intention here is for you to be mindful, to be aware of clearing foreign energy from your space. So just as you listen to my voice and the gentle music behind it, we enter into this space with the intention that we are here today to cleanse any foreign energies we are still holding on to from our space. We are going to release and let that energy leave our sphere, leave our atmosphere, leave the bodies that we have as ours. We no longer need to hold on to these foreign energies who do not support our higher selves, who do not support our lives here in this human earth school. So find yourself a space for you to relax. You're welcome to turn off this meditation till you find that space and then continue and replay it. So find a very comfortable position where you are, whether you're sitting down or lying down, that's fine. That's just fine. Just remember that this is your time to relax and to release. So as you are there with lying down or sitting down, I just want you to come back to the breath, the breathing, for the breath is a gift from God. It's our connection. It sustains our life. It validates our sense of being. So just gently inhale through the nose, just gently, just smelling the air around you, the temperature, the feeling, the sense, the newness, the purity, and bring that fresh air into the body. The sinuses are touched with that, the eyes, the inner part of our being, the brain, right down to the heart, the lungs, refreshed with this new purity of breath as you inhale. And gently exhale out of the mouth. And as you exhale, that old stagnant energy in the body, that's all you have to realize. There's an ebb and a flow. There's a reason why we inhale. That's purity of breath. There's a newness, a brand new experience of that breath. You've never brought in that breath before. So there is a purity and a newness, a refreshing, a lightness to the inhalation. And as you exhale, just knowing you're letting go of the old, the foreign, that which no longer serves you, it is okay to let go of the garbage, to release the toxins with the exhalation. And that's all you have to know, the ebb and the flow. For life is all about movement. Movement of being. So as you position yourself, be mindful of the breath as you breathe in. And each time you breathe in this purity, this breath, it helps you to relax. And as you exhale, breathing out, breathe all the way in to the lower abdomen, making sure that each breath counts. With each breath you release, perhaps you will see pictures, have feelings, memories, things that come into the mind that you cannot control. The chatter in the mind, that's okay, that's fine. realizing that we'll have chatter, that's just fine. It's part of it. But realize that we will have the chatter, and then you can let it go. You no longer have to hold on to it. You can just release it and let it float away. Just float away with the exhalation. You don't put no charge on it. Just let it float away. Good. And as you do this beautiful circulation of breath, you bring into the body the awareness of peace, of balance, of harmony, of oneness, the awareness that you are meant to be in this space, in this time, that your soul has come back into this dimension, at this space and time, for its own uniqueness, to bring in this formula of your being in order to transcend the earth, transcend those souls who you come in contact with, to transcend your own soul's beingness with each person you meet. They change you, you change them. There is no judgment. It is just a sense of beingness. So just bringing in that sense of peace into the lower abdomen, the body, with each inhalation. Great, great. And as you begin to have this sense of peace coming into the body, you are very, very aware that below your feet, below the body, there is a magnetic pull, this magnetic pull of Earth, Gaia, our Mother Earth, just pulls away naturally any heavy metals or toxins or debris or energy which is in the body and around the atmosphere of your soul body that holds you back from being the best you can be. And now with the intention, with each breath as you bring it in, and you're going to release, let go and release any tensions, any foreign energies in the body, release to Mother Earth. Let her gently pull away, release any foreign energies in the body, in the space around you, so you can bring yourself and be aware of yourself in complete balance and peace. Mother Earth loves to assist us. Mother Earth needs all that foreign debris and dirt, toxic material, other people's energy, so that she can use that energy and recycle it to love. It's fertilizer from Mother Earth. Just remember, total fertilizer from Mother Earth. Good. So feel that connection to Mother Earth. Feel that magnetic pull, that she pulls away anything that holds you back, her beautiful magnetic self. Good. Good. And now as you sit there, lie there, just be aware now, put your mindfulness on the top of the head area, which is the opening, the doorway to the cosmos, the crown chakra. And there's a beam of light that shoots down the crown chakra, a beam of light. And just open up the mind to receive that light that shines down through the body, from the top of the head, down the shoulders, the arms, all through the torso and the legs. And this is a cosmic energy, source energy, light energy, spirit energy. And just feel with each inhalation the connection to this beautiful spirit light, this sense of oneness, the feeling of a higher dimension, a higher level of being, an awareness that goes way beyond the human. There's an expansion of energy, a feeling in your mind that there is an expansion as you delve your thoughts and your mind into this light. There's a sense of expansion of being. You are connected to source energy. You are connected to the lighter side of yourself. no judgment, just pure love and balance, and bring that awareness into each cell of the body, every cell of the body, surround every muscle, bone, tissue of the body with this light. As you inhale this light and exhale that which no longer serves you. So bring in that light and letting go through Mother Earth magnets that which no longer serves you. And soon you'll find that there is indeed a pureness of balance, a connection with earth energy and cosmic energy. Beautiful. Good. And now I'd like you to place your awareness, your mindful awareness, in the heart space, the heart, the seat of the soul, this beautiful heart space. And within that heart space, there is also a green light of love, of healing, of balance, of peace. And imagine this green light going before you, right in front of you, this green light. Again, its energy is different than earth energy or cosmic energy. It is just a pure light of being, of pure healing, of unconditional love, of a oneness, a connection to oneness of all life, of all things. Good. And just breathe that in. Good, good. And now you bask in that love energy, that heart energy, the cosmic energy, and the earth energy. There's just a sense of beingness, a sense of awareness. And within this beautiful heart energy, just imagine yourself standing out of the body, looking back at your body. You are glistening. As you look back at the body, your glistening self, a light self, just use your imagination, that's just fine. Just being aware that you are a light being there, flowing around the body. And within your hand, there is a magic wand. This magic wand from the heavens is a beautiful sphere of rainbow light. Rainbow light. And as you take this beautiful wand and look to a certain part of the body, it'll illuminate the energy field around you. It'll illuminate the energy field and any other energy from any other people who are there. So let's start now with the top of the head and send out your wand, focus it to that point of the head. And immediately the top of the head lights up and you are aware of faces, of other people, of situations that are in that space around your head. Who do you see? Who do you feel? Whose energy is blocking the top of your head area? Who are you overthinking about? Who has taken up all of your mental energy? Look around now with that magic wand. It's as if the magic wand has a flashlight or it is a magnifying glass and illuminates, it brings forth your awareness those people whose energy, that situation, which is holding on to your mental energy, taking away any energy there. And as you are aware of them and the situations, just once watch with them, beautiful magical wand releases that energy from the space. And you can even say release. And as it does, just with your thoughts, the energy from another person that's in your mind, in the mental part of yourself, a situation, see it break up and release. Break up and release and fall down to Mother Earth. She pulls away that energy, and now your own light above your head expands, is illuminated, releasing that other energy. That energy from that other person, whether it's family or friends or something you're worried about, jobs or love or finances, it's released into the earth with the universe knowing very, very much that they can return that energy to where it has to go. Whether it's a person, it'll go back to that person. Whether it's some strange energy you keep on thinking about things, obsessing about, limiting yourself, it'll go back to Mother Earth and be recycled to love. And as you release that energy around the top of your head, that mental energy, you're actually expanding the light. You're actually letting the universe come in and bring forth to you that which is good for you. You're letting in more space for your own self to expand, for the universe to start moving in your direction and bringing you, materializing in your world, that which you want. Good. Good. Now go down to the left side of you and be aware with your magic wand of any energies of people, situations that are holding on to you, that keep on coming back into your life, that no longer feed your higher self, no longer empower you. They keep on coming around. They're holding on to you. They're connected to you for some reason, some way. So see their faces as you illuminate with that wand, the faces, the situations, and just with that wand, a blink, you can release those people, the situation that's holding you back, that's taking your energy, and you can clear that space on the left side of you. Clear that space on the left side of you, sending back their own energy to themselves or any other energy going back down to Mother Earth to be transmuted to love. Clearing up that speed, that field, that atmosphere, that light all around you on the left side. Ooh, on the left side, and then goes back. Look at how much light you have. Your energy was being held up by other people. Good. Good. And now on the right side, focusing the wand there on the right side, as you point it there, it illuminates those people in your life that you're holding on to on the right side. You have a hard time letting go, but they're psychic vampires. They're siphoning your own energy. Be mindful. Not that they mean to do it consciously, but they are there, and you are holding on to them, even if it's not conscious you're holding on to them. You are holding on to them in that right space. Right brings into us, left releases. So bright space, who is it you cannot release? What situation in your life needs to be forgiven, needs to be worked on? What are you holding on to it for? And as you see that with magic wand, and you see the situations, you see the people, one at a time, why are you holding on to them? What lesson is your soul learning that you're holding on to them, that you're allowing them to take up your energy, to take up your space, to influence your choices, your decisions in life, your way you live your life? What are you learning? Why can you not let go? And just see that. Let it be. Good. Now once again, point with that magic wand to release. Good, there we go. And release. Let their energy fall back to themselves. Let it go. Good. Any situations? Become aware now. You're releasing those situations. You're letting them go. And be mindful of all of the light energy that's expanding now on the right side of you. The energy that feels that it's building, building, building. A part of you is built out. Become aware of all of that energy you've been holding on to that's been bounded up. You can let it go now. Look how much brighter you are, like a star shining. Wow, amazing. Good. And now in the heart space, use your magic wand, point it, and illuminates. It illuminates the heart space all around you. The emotional center is there. What are you holding on to? Whose energy is in that space of the heart, the emotions? What emotional situations in your life have you been holding on to? Whether you can't release, you can't surrender, whether it's grief, whether it's an old relation, upset, an emotional upset in a relationship, a family member, friend, work situation, you don't believe in yourself, a situation from your childhood, an abuse situation, whatever it is that's been holding and clogging up that heart space, clogging up that beautiful energy area, let's clear it now. Let's clear it now and release it, for you no longer need it. The sensitive self no longer needs it. So now you're going to point that wand with that intention. There you go. Release it back to what it was. It no longer serves you. It does not define you who you are. It was an experience. It was a situation. Be better then. Know that that person may not have realized how they hurt you. But you don't have to go down to that level of hurt. You can release it now, be free of it now, so you can have more heart energy, more love energy for yourself, that you can attract to you in your life love, freedom, expansiveness, heart energy, healing, connection, oneness, purity, beingness. There you go. Now, for just a short moment, inhale. And exhale, and be aware of the space of the heart just expanding, of the right side expanding, the left side expanding, and now behind you, being aware now, would you point that magic wand, any excess cords of people, situations that are holding on to that space in the back of you, that look to you for security, for structure, look to you to feed them, to give them security in their own lives. Who's holding on to you for their own security? What fears come up? Let them present themselves. Good. With the intention of releasing and letting them go. Good. Now you're going to take your magic wand again and point it to break it up and release. Let it go. Let them release. All the energy goes back to the person, situation. Mother Earth pulls any excess energy, and now you have room for the space behind you. Room for the space behind you. You no longer need to support anybody else. Whether spiritually, mentally, physically, or emotionally, you can release it and just let your light expand. It is through your light, it is through your example of beingness that you can help more people. Celebrate that light of who you are as a sensitive being. Good. Good. So now you have a sense of your own light, of your own self, of your own truth. And imagine now that that light of your heart, of who you are, spins all around you. Who you are, this beautiful soul. And spin that light all around you as far as you can. You're a shining diamond, a shining star. And repeat these words after me. Healthy am I in my body and my mind. True am I in the body and mind. I celebrate the greatness of my being, my sensitive soul self. It is my energy and my space, and I will always consider it blessed. And so it is.